Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the 5-Minute Miracle provided by Beyond Purpose. My name is Stephanie, and today we're going to take 5 minutes to focus on how to use our imagination. In order to reach into the depths of what our imagination can provide, I want to ask you to step into a silent space. If you have a space in your home or office where you can detach from distractions, go there now. If not, stand or sit where you are with purpose. Get comfortable with your feet firmly on the floor. Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath and hold. Now let it out. Take another deep breath. Notice the coolness and purity of the air coming in. And hold it. Now release the breath out. Take one more focused, deep breath in. And hold. As you exhale this time, make the intention that your breath will help push away all internal and external distractions. Wonderful. Our concentration today is on our imagination. Our imagination is a gift that allows us to conceive of situations, people, and circumstances that have not happened yet. We can use our imagination to our benefit or to our demise. If you have a pattern of thinking that uses imagination as a way to worry, you always seem to question why things go wrong in your life. You may say things to others, such as, "That's impossible. I can't do it. This always happens to me." But let's reimagine imagination. First, let's recognize that you have the gift of imagination within you. It is a wonderful gift to have, and every single person, including you, has it. And as much as it can be used for bad, it can be used so much more for good. Using your imagination means focusing only on thoughts that make you feel good, that make you whole, and that make you the reflection of love that you want to give to the world. Ask yourself these questions. What makes me feel good? What makes me feel complete? How can I show love to others? Take the time to think about these questions today. And allow your imagination to fill with thoughts of your desired life. Write them down and plan on how to make them happen. It is your time to take your imagination out of your head and make it a part of your everyday reality. Take it one day at a time. One idea at a time. you can have anything you want. You can have anything you want. This is Beyond Purpose, bringing you your 5-minute miracle. Have a wonderful day.
Peace and blessings, family. And assalamu alaikum. We greet everybody in the greeting words of peace. We use the Arabic vernacular of assalamu alaikum. We welcome everybody to tonight's show, this Health and Wellness Power Hour. I'm your brother, Sean Ali. And on behalf of Sister Denise, we welcome everybody. Get comfortable, take your shoes off, sit back and enjoy the ride. It's a serious topic. We're going to talk about the status of our nation, the black nation here in America. And we're going to, inshallah, God willing, we want to go over some of our solutions and how we need to really understand that if we don't solve our problems, nobody else will. And I can say this 100% as a fact, because nobody is doing it thus far. And the current conditions that we are in, the scientists of America only predict us making it not very far past 80. For the black man, they predict that we will die by 75, 78. And for the black woman, it's between 80 and 82. So we have to understand that that's not even a tenth of the potential that we have to live. So, and if we don't look at ourselves and to see that it's on us to come up with our solutions, and it's on us to accept that we can come up with our own solutions and use them. So, and the statistics are heart disease is the number one, and we lead in that category. And our sister Denise, she has with what they call the essential oils. Man, these are tools, ancient tools. And it goes back further than they have written language, because we have always used the power of scent, of the smell of plants, to heal ourselves. And then we got to also understand that we never had these type of illnesses. Until these illnesses do not they are not in our history except after slavery. So we can't find us leading in heart disease, cancer, hypertension, high blood pressure. It wasn't no breast cancer, no prostate, colon. We don't have a history of that nowhere in our history except for after slavery. And our sister has some tools that from back, from way back, we talking thousands of years, we have been successfully using what they call essential oils to heal ourselves. And I would like to bring our sister, and she's been studying, man, and she has something prepared for us. And I just wanted to set the stage on for us to know that this is our method. And it's only through our methods that we will achieve healing, health, and life. So I want to bring on my partner, our essential oil life essences expert. And assalamu alaikum, sis.
Wa alaikum salam, family. I pray everyone is well. It is your sister, Denise Muhammad. And yes, And I want us to realize, and thank you, Brother Sean, for laying that base for me to come in and share this information. I want us to understand that essential oils are ours. You know, it's not something that was created by anybody other than us, by the white man, by anybody else. Essential oils, the pure, unadulterated essential oils, come from plants, which come from God. So I want us to understand that this isn't something, you know, that's not for us. It's for us. It was made for us, for the original people. And I want to just give a little history about the essential oils so we can understand that this was the original medicine for the original man and woman. From as far back as they can go, ancient writings and traditions, aromatics were used for religious rituals, for the treatment of illnesses and other physical and spiritual needs. And as far as their records go, but we know we put the moon out there, so we go back way past what their records can tell us. But from their records from 4500 B.C., they describe the use of these substances with aromatic properties that were used by the ancient Egyptians. And the Egyptians mastered the essential oils. They mastered it. Imhotep, he ushered in the use of oils, herbs, and aromatic plants for medicinal purposes. So this is something for us. In the Bible, there are over 200 references to aromatics, incense, and ointments, like frankincense, myrrh, lavender, cinnamon. So all of this is for us. And I just want us to understand that there are no side effects. These essential oils, it's the life essence of the plant. And anything that's the essence is the soul. It comes directly from the plant, which comes directly from God. So I just want us to know that, just grasp that. And the aromatherapy part of it, the fragrance of an essential oil, can directly affect everything from your emotional state to your lifespan. Just inhaling an essential oil, within 22 seconds, those molecules reach the limbic system of your brain, and it reaches the part of your brain that controls your heart rate, your blood pressure, your breathing, stress levels, and hormone balance. And we have to understand that this is a science. It's not hocus pocus, abracadabra, or a magic potion. It's science, and it absolutely works. And I just want to share with us about stress and how we can use essential oils to combat stress. And stress is one of, as Brother Sean said, we lead in all these health conditions, heart attack, high blood pressure, and the base, at the root of that, the underlying cause is stress. Physical and mental stress cause physical illness and mental and emotional problems. It absolutely affects every part of our body. Every part of our body, stress affects it. And high stress can cause excessive hair loss. Now, some stress is good for us because, you know, you might be in a situation where you need to react. But when I'm talking about the stress, that negative stress that gets you overwhelmed, it triggers you to act irrationally. You get headaches, you're irritable, you're anxious, you're depressed. That's how stress affects us negatively. And there are things that we can do naturally to combat that so we're not in that state, because stress causes dis-ease, you know. And we want to, we want to take natural measures. We don't want to get on these antidepressants that cause a myriad of other problems. So, I wanted to lay that base before I go on. And if you had any questions, Brother Sean, before I go on.
Oh no, go ahead. We're listening. Okay. I mean, this. I want to, like you said, we got to understand that there's no, the pills don't work. for everybody
right.
that's listening and may listen, we know somebody that's been taking pills their whole life. They
mm-hmm.
don't work because they don't address you. They address your symptoms.
Exactly.
So we try to address you. So the underlying cause of most of every major disease is stress. And we are,
mm-hmm.
We lead in stress, man. We lead in stress. So anything
right.
that we, this is mental food. This is giving you
mm-hmm.
the environment to heal yourself. So go ahead, sis. Enlighten us.
Yes, sir. And stress is, you know, that silent killer, as I was saying, is the underlying cause
hmm.
of heart attacks and strokes and, you know, all of that stuff. So we have to take preventative measures with our health. And there are essential oils that help with that. And it, we have a blend, and it's actually called Stress Away. And this Stress Away essential oil, it's a blend of like 5 or 6 different oils, and it helps with normal everyday stress. It improves your mental response, restores equilibrium, promotes relaxation, and lowers hypertension. And one of the oils that's in this blend is called copaiba, and copaiba is known as an anti-inflammatory. It also is a sedative to the nervous system, and it can induce sleep. It's stimulating to your nervous system and your sympathetic nervous system. So it is going to help you to relax. And when you inhale this scent within 22 seconds, as I say, it goes directly to that part of your brain that controls your emotions and your blood pressure. And another oil in this blend is lime oil, and it refreshes your mind and helps with depression. You know, a lot of us suffer with depression. We low self-esteem and all of that kind of stuff, and it also cleanses your aura when you diffuse the oil. It cleanses your atmosphere. The next one we have in here in this blend is called cedarwood, and this one, it stimulates the limbic system, so it definitely goes directly to the emotions and memory. It stimulates the pineal gland, which releases melatonin, which will improve your thoughts, your cognition, and your memory. And it's very grounding and stabilizing. And the next oil in the blend is lavender, and we all know lavender is well known for relaxation, stress relief, lowers your blood pressure and all of that. The next oil in the blend is Akko tea, and it has a complex aroma that induces feelings of fullness and creates an environment of peace and tranquility. So you have all of these oils in this blend called Stress Away, and you can apply this topically. You can inhale it directly from the bottle. You can diffuse it. You can put it on the soles of your feet before you go to bed at night. And within minutes, within seconds, you're going to start to relax and just be able to think clearly. We need that mental clarity so that we can think clearly and not overreact. And over a period of time of using these essential oils, it's going to help you to relax and be able to, instead of just reacting all the time, if you're always angry or always irritable, it's going to help you to be calm and where you can react or respond in a rational manner.
Exactly. And that's something we definitely, as a people, need and are seriously
mm-hmm.
lacking.
Right. Exactly.
So, when we're looking at, and for the audience, when we're looking at healing, and I know, you know, we say when the title is Solutions for the Black Nation and going over accepting your own and being yourself, see,
right.
we really got to grasp that it is up to you to heal yourself. It is a
mm-hmm.
reason why your healthcare professional cannot use the word hell when they're talking to you. They legally, they cannot use certain words. They can't say, I can heal you. They can't use healing because that nobody can heal another person. You, your body has to accept or reject anything that somebody can try to present you with. That's the healing process is in us. And it begins with a clear mind. Like you said, sis, it begins with that clarity of mind.
Right.
So you can send that energy in your body where it needs to go to heal instead of being stuck in your brain, confused and angry and emotional.
Exactly. 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 And, you know, the stress, and there's other things that you can do as well to reduce your stress levels. If you don't have an essential oil on hand at that time, just take 5 minutes or a couple of minutes to just breathe. The most of the times we're not even breathing right, you know.
Oh,
and,
yeah, that's
but these essential oils, man, and they're pocket size, so you can keep it on you. So when you do come into that situation, you can just unscrew the top and inhale. You don't have to pour it out. You don't have to apply it, diffuse it. You can just inhale it directly from the bottle. And that's one of the things that I love about it, is that you can take it with you. And you don't have to have your diffuser with you all the time in order to get the benefits of it.
Yes, yes. Actually, you got breathing right. There is no pill. There is no food that you can eat. There is no outside influence that can do for you what you can do for yourself internally. When you eat something, your digestive system has to go to work to process whatever you ate. That is not an immediate reaction. And you wear and tear your digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
So if you breathe right, if we practice how we are supposed to breathe, 9 times out of 10, we won't get stressed. But because we don't, we encounter these, what we think. These are perceptions. The only person that can stress you is you.
That's right.
And
that's
go ahead.
Yeah, I was reading this information, and it says, that a study shows that mental stress changes the heart rate and the rhythm of your heart, even in patients without heart disease. And so how does that happen? That happens from your thoughts. You know, that mental stress, you worrying about this bill or what happened last week, last year, and we just cause stress up on our own selves, and then we create these chemical reactions within our body, you know, that, and that's toxic, that's poisonous to us. It's like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. You sitting there mad and angry and upset.
Exactly.
And we poisoning ourselves, you know. And we have solutions that unscrew that top, and within 22 seconds you can change that feeling. So we that mental stress is something else.
That's what everything is. Many people have been misdiagnosed by the doctor. Many people have been told something and they come, you get misdiagnosed when you take your car to the garage. They'll be like, oh, is this, and open your car up and be like, hey, no, it's this. You need another $500, $600, $2,500. See, being misdiagnosed is easy because no doctor can see inside of you, and they only can go off of the information that you are able to relay to them or whatever blood test. But your thoughts can throw off a blood test, because with every thought there is an endorphin and a hormone, a adrenal hormone, or some other chemical reaction that occurs that's real.
Right.
So if we don't know how to control our thoughts, that is the underlying motive for everything.
That's
you
it.
Will die or you will live. It's no in between, because this only life or death. So if we don't grasp that lazy brother that is on your couch, be it your son, your brother, or your husband, or your boyfriend, see, with these are hormones that is attached to that stage or that being.
Right.
So when a person is there, they become, and they sit there every day, day after day, they have become addicted to the hormones associated with that emotion of laziness. And they don't know how to get out. People, you got people that have gems in their house that collect dust. They don't know how to get past the hormones that comes with that unhealthy lifestyle. So, see, and as soon as they do, you can heal yourself overnight. See, we better understand that, man. You can be, your doctor can tell you, you got 30 days to live. You come back in 40 days, and he will sit there and question you on what you did.
Right.
Because you have astounded him. See, they can tell you your see, just like with Bert, they don't know. These are guesses. They want our money, so they don't tell us about us.
Right. Exactly.
And when we look at our condition, when we look at the health issues that the Black nation is going through, we can find a beginning date to our health issues. This did not happen before we came to America. We didn't treat ourselves the way we are treating ourselves now. We were successful with the ancient traditions. And if we go back to those ancient traditions, we can heal ourselves in 2017 without going to a hospital.
That's right. And Brother Sean, I was reading something earlier, and it said that when we think thoughts of love and gratitude and happiness and joy, it produces 1,300 chemicals that actually will heal our immune system. If we're just thinking on those positive thoughts, because love and all of those feelings and thoughts on that high level, that's a high frequency. And when we're at that higher frequency, dis-ease cannot set in. It comes in when we get on that low frequency, when we're depressed and angry and all of that. So we can absolutely heal ourselves with our thoughts and our minds.
Exactly. And the oils, I'm going to tell y'all something. When we say accept your own and be yourself, that the root foundation is if you are what you eat. If you don't eat according to, if you don't accept your own dietary law as a people, and you try to live as an Italian, as a Greek, as a whatever these other foods that whatever the Asian, if you try to eat according to anything else than what you are, you will cause a malfunction in your chemical nature.
Wow.
And this will stop and inhibit your ability to produce the thoughts and the power and the healing and the light. See, we live. We, even though we were enslaved, we still had some of our traditions. So we ate and cooked according to our traditions. We sang and danced according to our traditions. And slowly but surely, we wanted to be Italian, so we started eating Italian like Italians. We wanted to be the Greek diet and the Mediterranean diet and the Asian food. See, and we look, see, now we have a start date of our heart disease because Asians, we can't eat that MSG. We can't eat that soy. See, so when we try to eat like an Asian because we think it tastes good, it's killing us, but not like it does the Asian. See, we're not Italians. The Italians can eat meatballs and spaghetti and noodles, and it doesn't bother their digestive system. But if we try to eat that garbage, that stuff is not meant to be eaten. Poor people started that. Poor people made spaghetti. See, it was in a time when they didn't have nothing else. It was during wartime. They put that stuff together. See, when we try to eat pizzas and we try to eat the Greek foods and all of these other foods, it destroys and tampers and changes our natural physical composition because these people were not created by God. They were made by us.
Right.
So we got to return. We got to understand that with these oils, these are the essence of the life of the plant. Some of the same plants that we can eat, but instead of eating because we did not eat like other people, we can absorb the energy from the universe. From the sun that's radiating off the earth. We did not have to eat. We could crack one of these oils, or back then they had the plant. But we could extract that and take that smell and hit that satiety part of our brain, and we didn't need none of this stuff. We weren't eating ourselves to being sick. We weren't, because that's the only stress. Poor diet and lack of exercise is the root cause of almost every disease and sickness. And we can't control our appetite, but we have an awesome tool, these oils. See, they put fat when the Mexican, see, you think you eating refried beans and you think that you eating a vegetable, but they will tell you that the original refried beans is made with pork fat. That's what gives it its flavor. So if you go to an authentic Mexican restaurant, you eating pork because that's what that's how they flavor their food. See? So that's where the flavor comes from, is animal fat, butter, oil, or you throw a piece of meat in it to season your greens, to season your beans. See, with salt and sugar. The three elements that causes your chemical reactions in your body to be negative instead of positive, to be death instead of life. So when we got these oils and you getting hungry and you craving your favorite fatty, sugary, salty food, man, you got salt and sugar in the same combination. I got sweet and salty. Man, see? When you craving that and you can't break yourself out of that deadly habit, you can pop the top on one of these oils. And how long it takes, sis? Within what?
22 seconds.
You can save your life. You can save your life.
That's right. And Brother Sean, it looks like we have a caller with a question. Area code 862, last four digits 9610. I'll bring you on the line.
Yes. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
This is a beautiful topic, and I'm so glad I've seen Sister. This is Sister Denise, right? Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you had shared. This is Brother Saldin, and I said I want to come on and join this topic. And it's so interesting that, pardon me, it's so interesting to me that y'all dealing on this topic, pardon me, the subject, is because, you know, these doctors, they are not trying to heal us. That is not their profession.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, that is not their reason of going. We'll be honest with you, they're not thinking about healing us because that's not where the money is at. However, as y'all were speaking on, it is so true because I do a lot of reading, and it's a known fact that, you know, we know as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as y'all were saying is that, you know, according to the nature of our thoughts, you know, it creates a certain chemical and chemistry in our body to have a direct effect, not just on our emotions, but on our blood, on a cellular level. It really does. It affects us to that degree. But the reason why I call is basically because, sister, I would like you, when you get the chance, because let me see, what was the name of that oil? You had mentioned a few oils there. I know you said a lavender and lime oil, another oil you had mentioned. But can you please inbox me, you know, some information on the oils as well?
Yes,
because I want to learn more about it, you know. And, I just want to learn more about it because it sounds very interesting. It's something I think I want to get involved in, you know. And put
yes,
use
sir.
To it.
Can you give me your name again, brother? I didn't hear it clearly.
Saudi Omar Muhammad.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay,
I appreciate it. I'll get.
I appreciate that. You can inbox me. I guess you have a website, right? Is that right?
Yes, I do have a website. It is bit.ly/Denise R. Oils.
Okay. Right, praise be to Allah. Okay. Okay. Well, anyway, thank you for the information. Pardon my voice on the what happened right before it came on. It just went out, whatever. Anyway, I appreciate the topic. And brother and sister, y'all really hitting on a lot of information. It's very valuable information that we need. Appreciate you both. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah.
And we have another caller, Brother Sean.
Go ahead.
Area code 205, last four digits, 6460. As-salamu
alaykum. Peace, family. Peace, family. What's up? How y'all? It's a brother, Kelly in the suit. Just tuning in. Wanted to chime in real quick. I'm actually at work in a hospital right now. Dealing with these animals. Just took a break.
Yes, sir.
I'm descending into my break, so I don't know if y'all be able to hear me pretty soon. But y'all mentioned something pretty powerful that I wanted to just chime in on about the power of the mind and how it can affect the body. These animals, they are well aware of that. That's why they do things like a double blind test. You know what I mean? When they're coming out with an appeal, they know it because if they tell the people that they're giving them a sugar pill and they're giving them a real pill that's supposed to do whatever to them, they know the effect that the mind will have on the pill, and they will actually heal them. So they don't. That's why they do the double blind test. Another thing, I wanted to ask a real quick question about the differences because we are different, and we are the original people. I was in New York a few years ago, back when I first started my quest for knowledge or whatever, and some brothers were telling me, you know, we had a conversation about, you know, having unprotected sex or whatever, and I said I don't do it because I don't want to catch AIDS. And one of the brothers was like, brother, you can't catch AIDS. They give it to you when they give you the medicine or whatever. And basically, a long story short, he told me that our immune systems for the melanated original beings is not, you know how they say our immune system comes from T cells, and when they testing for a T cell count instead of a virus.
Right.
And he said that our immune system is our melanin and highly charged plasma in our blood. It literally will fry any kind of disease or pathogen that enters into our body. But theirs doesn't. Theirs is completely different. I wonder if y'all knew anything about that or could touch on that for me.
I got a book on understanding our immune system, how to create health, wellness, and abundant life.
Right.
Because I took a look at our immune system, and your hair, your skin, your nails is your first line of defense. Black people cannot get lice.
Right.
Listen, your hair, your skin, and your nails is your first line of defense, and lice cannot get on us.
Right.
Look how so the only way that's a pathogen just like any other bacteria or virus that you can put inside of you. It's life. Bacteria is life. Virus is a life. It's everything is atoms. So these are materials. So we looking at how our body in this state. If we eat, that's why I said if we don't eat as we are supposed to eat, we are no longer what we were created as. So now we turn ourselves into something else, and this can get sick. That can die. Because when we are in our original state, nothing, a lice don't want to bother the God. See, bacteria, we gods. So it's whether it's melanin or not, our power itself is created so everything else creates and submits to us. So if life won't even bother us. Listen, it's a Caucasian that went into the jungle and caught malaria. Then once they caught it, they weaponized it. They studied the blood and they weaponized it and they changed it to get black people. We've been in the jungle our whole life and never had malaria until the Caucasian came and they were able to weaponize it.
I say.
See, and then they sent the infected mosquitoes back with the malaria that could kill the original people. See, they destroyed the food. So now the World Health Organization comes in to give them food, to destroy the inside of us. So now when this mosquito bites us, it can get us sick. But lice respects us enough to leave us alone.
Wow.
See, so when we don't, that's why tonight we say accept your own. And be yourself. We've been living. You can go Google the little black kids dealing with lions, dealing with pulling big-ass pythons out the water. These are the original people. See, when we in ourself, they respect life. You can say to any life form to submit, and they will. See, it is us here in America. We got a beginning date to when we was getting sick. It's after slavery. What's the Nat Turner movie? He got beat. They whooped his ass on the post, left him there. Would they put some spit on his wounds and he healed? Nowadays, look at we can't heal a cold. See, so it's the diet that changed our chemical composition from what God created to what they made, which is the nigger, the Negro, the slave. So when we get,
right,
it's no matter, like you say, it ain't no, like you say with the pills, it ain't no matter, man, they tell you what the aspirin, it ain't nothing in that aspirin but something to make it taste like an aspirin, so when you put it on your tongue, you think you're getting an aspirin, but they just made it taste like an aspirin.
Right.
They make just like a vacuum cleaner. They said they make a vacuum cleaner loud because when it was silent, people didn't believe it was working, so they make it noisy. See? That's real life. You see what I'm saying? So I wrote a book, Understanding Our Immune, because our skin, hair and nails is our first line of immunity, and life forms respect that. So we should never be sick, man. If we don't be and come, it's dependent upon us returning, accepting our own, and being ourselves, man.
Thank you for the time, man. Thank you for that.
Oh, we love you, brother. Thank you. You sparked that. Thank you. Thank you.
Man, just, like I said, I'm here at work. Some of the things y'all talk about, I see it every day. I've traveled doing this profession for the last 5 years on each coast and a couple of points in between.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. We need our own. I just say that much because I got to go back to this
yes,
place.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
brother.
Thank you for that.
I say, family, peace. Blessed be y'all, man. Keep doing what y'all doing. Black Power. Love y'all.
Black Power. Peace.
Thank
love you too, bro. And that's from the map. That you know,
right.
I used to cry. You know, I used to cry for my classes. I used to be like, man, my head hurt. I can't believe because of the information that we taught, that you taught as a professional on a collegiate level. It's like they either deliberately killing us or they deliberately not healing us or both.
Right.
Man, and a brother came in and on a timely fashion, and
definitely. Looks like we have another caller.
Go ahead.
862-9610.
Assalamualaikum. This is the same brother I called the first time. I'm just calling. Brother, I would like your information for that book, brother. You know, sound like very interesting. Give me the information for that, please.
Oh, yeah, you can go right on my it's best to go on my website because it's cheaper than what you can find it through Amazon or other places. Understanding, but my website is www.Sean, S-E-A-N, Ali, A-L-I, Wellness Program. .com. And I got all my books.
Wait a minute, hold on. This my brother Sean Ali?
Yes.
Praise be to God. I don't see how I miss your voice, brother. You gotta forgive me on that one. You know what I mean?
Oh, you all right, brother.
Oh, man. This brother Sean Ali, man. Of course, man. See. You kidding, man? Hey, listen, bro. I want to get that book, brother. You laying it down. I appreciate it. I don't know why. I didn't know because the name was wasn't on the post that she had posted. You know what I mean? So, please be told. I'm bringing your way. But you got more than one book out. Am I right?
I got yes. We address every situation that we need to get ourselves up out of the hell that we've been put in. So we got 10 books over here.
Yes, sir.
Breathing,
you know what?
Eating, all that.
Yeah, and you're right about that breathing and the stress. The brother had mentioned, I think the brother hung up before me, right? He had mentioned about, remember, I was reading it, that they had done a study on that experiment that they gave some patients, I think it was during the World War II, I believe, and they gave them aspirins. Check this out. They said that they was giving them, what was that medicine, to alleviate pain. What was that? What's that? It was some form of medicine. They said alleviate pain, but they didn't have none. So this is what they did. They said they gave them the aspirin. And that's the way they believed it. Check it out. They believed it. You know what I mean? That's what it was. So, therefore, it really, the mind took the pain away. And I was reading a book. They call that the placebo effect, I believe.
Yeah.
The placebo effect, right? Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that's very interesting. It's very interesting. But, brother, I'll make sure I got your website. It's www.SeanAli. What else?
Wellness Program.
Okay, good enough. Got you. All right, thank you, beloved.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. Thank you.
Oh, praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
And that's
like
the... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, we have another call holding. Area code 210-9455. I'm bringing you on the air. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Yeah, I have
yes,
walked out of the room, and this is Brother Carl Muhammad in San Antonio,
Brother
Texas.
Brother Carl? Oh,
yes,
yes,
ma'am.
Sir.
Yes, ma'am. Sister, I walked out of the room, and a brother, I was saying, he got Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Ali, A-L-I, and I didn't hear the rest of the...
S-E-A-N,
yes,
brother.
It's
Sean is spelled S-E-A-N.
S-E-A-N?
Yes, sir,
okay.
A-L-I.
And then
Wellness
A-L-I.
Program.
Wellness program, okay. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, .com. Like, that's
that,
why I put it up, so we can have a place where we can find reliable information and heal ourselves, beloved.
Right. I appreciate that, beloved, big time. Now, I'm going to jump
oh,
all on. Now, oh, what's the name of that book, brother? The name of the book.
It's a, which one?
Yeah. Yeah.
What you trying to heal?
You trying to get all of them.
I mean, look.
No,
I'm ready.
The one you were talking about last, to heal yourself.
Understanding the immune system.
Yeah, that.
Understanding our immune system. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As soon as you go on the website, I mean, like I said, I got a section just for the books. So it's like it's not a long website, you know what I mean? Because it's just for ways people that can get the material I got.
So what are the books usually run for?
I think that one is 20 or 20 because all of them are different because they're all different sizes and.
Right.
So it ranges from 20 to 50, like because the one is like three. It's a manual, so it's almost 350 pages. So and
okay,
because of the production costs, I have to do it according to the production cost, you know.
Right, and sister, I know I'm gonna have to get some oils since I'm getting a book from the bro.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, I'm gonna be beat up. Yes, ma'am.
And our sister got the books that go with the oils.
Yes.
Yes.
I have the books as well.
Sister, let me get your info. Well, I can go on your page and get it, right? Ma'am?
For the books, you would go on Amazon, and I do have a website for the oils. I can inbox you
that
website. It's bit.ly / Denise,
okay.
The letter
slash
R
Denise.
And oils. Denise R. Oils.
R. Oils. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the letter R, right?
Right. And I'll inbox it to
okay.
you just to make sure you get it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I don't want to hold you up. I want to keep listening. Is this Brother Diop that I saw on there here in San Antonio? The principal?
No, sir.
Who
this that? Brother Sean?
No, I saw Brother Diop, his name on there for this show or whatnot. I guess he's a
Oh, no,
or
sir. You got, that's another. That must be another show.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But thank you,
yes,
Brother
ma'am.
Carl.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you for
yes,
tuning
ma'am.
In.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah, and I'll continue to hear the show. Yes, ma'am. Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sir.
Thank
you
both. Yes, sir.
Man, awesome,
right.
man.
Awesome.
I'm telling you. that's the as a people, man. We have to really. The TV shows, Grey's Anatomy, House, that they do a hour and they have somebody come in and then they heal them within that hour. See, we will confuse that with reality. And if we get sick, we'll run thinking we gonna get House or Grace, one of them characters, and
exactly.
they are written to heal the person. It don't work. See, we get misdiagnosed more than we get diagnosed right.
Wow. And that's something you said. That's the third leading cause.
They have elevated that to the third leading cause. Yes. The third leading cause of death is now considered to be medical errors. And they said last year 12 million people got misdiagnosed. I'm telling you. So
that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people that don't know how to heal themselves. And the doctors are taking advantage of it. They're taking advantage of it. Because they know that they're giving you a prescription that's going to run out. So when they know they did not treat the cause. They treated the pain, the discomfort.
Right, and then they know that by you taking this pill for this, it's going to cause you to have a another problem where you have to be rushed back to the emergency room for something else. And so it's just a spiral. You just spiraling out of control.
Exactly. We got any more? We got about 4 minutes left.
We got, about three and a half minutes left. Excuse me.
And this is a powerful show, man, and we really appreciate the listeners and the callers, man, and those that's tuning in now and in the future on that, you know, accepting our own and being ourselves, it's about us being operating and function as God created.
That's right.
Then we can live as God created, which as gods. See, it don't matter what nobody else said you are. God said He created us in His image and likeness, and we are God.
That's right.
And when he pointed to the angels and he told the angels to submit, they submitted to the man he just made. That's us. It don't matter what nobody else say. If we don't be and function and live and eat and breathe, walk, talk as God created, we gonna die.
Exactly.
As the niggas that the Caucasian made us to be.
Created, that's right. Wow, man. Powerful. But I just want to let our listeners know that I do, along with the oils, I do have three books on Amazon. One is Treating Depression Naturally, Seven Life Essences that Help You Overcome Depression, and then one on How to Overcome Hypertension Naturally. And the third one is geared towards our brothers in dealing with depression and how you can help yourself. Because a lot of times brothers don't like to talk about it, you know, don't want to go to the doctor about it. So you have something natural that you can use to help heal yourself. And all of those books are available on Amazon.com. Just type my name in the search, Denise Renee Muhammad, and they will pop up.
Exactly. Awesome. And that's what we need, family. It's not a healthcare professional that won't tell you that this system is corrupt, crooked, and is deadly. So it's incumbent upon you to take charge of your life, of your health, because if you don't and you leave it into other people's hands, you just might not live that much longer. Especially if you already going through something right now and you've been doing it for years and they ain't got no better, man.
Right. Wow.
So we definitely appreciate this, man. Like I say, we don't get paid for this. We do this out of the love. We do it out of the love for our people, man. Let's go be healthy. Let's heal each other. Let's go get free. Let's go get our own. Let's go live to be 300, 400, 500. Mm-hmm. Let's throw a party 500 years from
life.
Now, and let's boogie. Yes, let's boogie. Let's move something.
Yes, move something. That's right.
Exactly.
But Well, thank you all for tuning in. We really appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for the support and calling in and joining in on the conversation with your questions. We greatly appreciate it. And you all enjoy the rest of your night. Peace and blessings to you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.